or town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Friday edition, July 25th, 2025. Joining us on the line right now is the author, Rick Randall. He's the author of the book, Road Trip, the Good Word Book for Success. You've heard the commercials running on the radio station, and we're having them on every Friday to kind of end the week with a little bit of a positive note. We go through a lot throughout the week, and I've decided that we're going to have Rick on and hopefully kind of change your attitude, give you something to think about over the weekend. So, good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Randy. Fabulous Friday, one of my favorite days of the week.
Yeah, Fabulous Friday. Yes, I love that moniker that you have tasked to our Friday segment. One of the things I did want to talk to you about, passthepositive.com, the website that has your bracelets and other items on there, something that a lot of people, I guess, don't always think about their attitude. They don't always think about, you know, being positive versus negative, you know, letting, you know, the news of the day and the world beat you down and say, you know what, I've got to have a way to counteract all these issues, these problems, the stress of the work and job and the business and all the things that's happening. And Rick, this is actually something that boils down to a decision. It's actually something people have to consciously have to decide and say, you know what, I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to change the way I think about life, the way I think about things. And basically, it's almost becomes a new way of living.
Totally true. So, you know, you either add light or you don't to the situation at hand just by your thinking. But first, I got to say hello to Pat. I had the greatest conversation with one of your listeners just earlier in the week, and she's got to be one of the most positive people I know already. And what was funny, and I don't know if I should say this, can't say this, but I'm going to say this. She had no choice, she said, because her blood type's B positive. And I thought that was just so funny. But she said,
B positive!
Like, you know, you only got one choice at that point. But she said just some of the nicest things to me, but she just said some of the nicest things in general. So, Pat, thank you very much for that conversation. And then last week also, I want to just say this. We were talking about goals. And so one of my sayings is if you want your life to be more exciting, you have to get more excited about your life. And so goals help you do that. And so when you write down goals, I start out with, you know, today was Fabulous Friday. And the first thing that I say is great day, and then love, Audra. And then I start my list of what I want to get done, and immediately – they say it's better if you do it at night because then it gives the universe or the universal energy, you know, all night to work on your stuff. But
sure.
That's always a good idea as well. But it's fun also at the end of the day is to go back to your list and you just got to look and see what you wrote down. And then it's fun checking things off. I work out quite a bit and I do a lot of reps and so repetitions. And so the funnest part of the workout is getting over with it. But then it's going to my list and seeing how many reps I did for that workout that day, you know, and I've got just a great gym to pop into and there's a lot of different exercises you can do. So sometimes I do four, sometimes I do six, sometimes I do the other day, I did 13 exercises and multiple sets with each one. But,
sure.
But it's an attitude that starts everything. It's just a decision to wake up and say, I'm going to have a great day. And then the thing that's so true is that we have so many blessings and so many things to be thankful for. And we get stuck sometimes. Dr. Parker was one of my mentors in chiropractic years ago. And he said, don't let the negative few overwhelm the positive many. And so when you focus on good things, when you focus on positive things, when you focus on light on, then the light on gets a lot brighter. The positive things get way bigger. You attract this energy into your life. And I call it the battery theory. There's only two choices, either, you know, light on or light off. And choice is the key word there. It's your choice. So here's another word that I started with. Well, I got a couple things I was going to talk about today. It's kind of fun. Open. So just the word open. So first, you know, begin, commence, start, you know, airflow, and then come on in. And the next thought was open-minded. And it's so important to have an open mind. And just before you say no, and I'm going to finish today with the word yes, but before you say no, you know, have an open mind and just take a serious look at just kind of what's going on and have a positive attitude about what might show up. I talk about get to or have to. So you get to go mow the grass, or you have to go mow the grass, or you get to go wash the windows, or you have to go wash the windows. It's just kind of a funny way of looking at things. But it changes the light in just a few seconds when you go, oh, man, I get to go wash my windows. How exciting is that? You know,
right, like,
well,
exactly.
You know, well, fortunately, I got some. You know, you got windows, and they got glass in them. And right. We bought our house, and it was back in 1996, and it was a kind of a fixer-upper house without a doubt. And I used to laugh about the porch. The front porch was enclosed with whatever they might have had that day, you know. So we got plastic, and we got plastic, and we got more plastic, and then we got some shingles, and then we got like this makeshift window situation. I thought, wow, this is actually pretty ingenious, but we eventually took that apart. But I looked at that, and I thought, all right, you get to keep this, or you get to get rid of this. Now what do you got to do to get it done? But anyways, that was like a side note there on the porch. But here's ChatGPT. I just learned about that this week, and what an education I got on that. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Missy's been using it for the past couple of years and introduced me to it, and it's amazing. I can even use it on my phone now. I've learned how to use Gemini and ask Gemini basically anything, and it's amazing what it does for you.
Incredible. So I looked up Road Trip. Oh my goodness, I wouldn't have bought it based on ChatGPT telling me what the book was about. And so I wrote a thing about my book is highly motivational and truly inspirational. And I said, after 3 to 4 pages, I was just trying to be funny. After 3 to 4 pages, you'll be fast asleep. And well, that didn't go so well with ChatGPT. They said, you might want to skip this book. Evidently, it's kind of boring. It'll put you to sleep. it's not really motivational, you know. And then I said, so then you can talk to ChatGPT, and I'm not sure who you're talking to, but it's a little like Pat. It was one of the nicest people in the world, right on the other end of the line. And so I said, well, you know, I'm the author, and I said, did you know there was 123 poems? And no, we didn't know that. There's no hashtag about poems in any information about it. I said, well, there's 123 poems, and I get a kick out of the poems every time I read one and think, man, where'd that come from, you know? And but so now it's 123 poems, and then motivational, inspirational, and then it totally changed the review on the book just by our conversation. And then it goes so far as to say, hey, would you like me to write a little autobiography also? And next thing you know, it pops out an autobiography. And so it's just, and then it says, would you like me to write a little promo for Twitter, and then promo for Facebook, and then a promo. And within seconds, here's all this really good stuff about my book. So then I said, okay, let's look at pastthepositive.com, you know. So it gives you a complete review. It tells you what you need to do next, what you're doing good, what you need to consider, and it was just totally fascinating. So anyways, if you go to ChatGPT and look up Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, I'm hoping that I found out the second day that didn't have the best memory, so I had to remind it what we talked about the day before, you know. So
sure.
But now I think it's pretty solid, and so it gives a much better review. But it's just what a difference. But what a resource to have at your hand, you know.
Well, you know, so one thing that I've asked people to do, because they've called me or texted me, hey, I just heard the commercial for Road Trip by Rick Randall, and where can I get it? And I said, well, I got a couple of copies on Amazon, and do us a favor, when you buy it on Amazon, as an order, something that you've actually ordered through your account, sometimes you'll get an email and says, would you like to write a review? And that's something that we definitely want people to do, is if they buy it through Amazon, to get it, read it. If they like it, write a review and post it on Amazon. And the more of those that happen, that actually triggers algorithms within Amazon and pushes your book up to maybe perhaps the top 10 bestsellers. And that's something ultimately what we'd like to accomplish. But yeah, that's a great way of doing it. Like you say, write a review and give it, five stars and tell them why you like the book. I think, Rick, that's something you'd appreciate if everybody did for you.
That'd be tremendous. That would be tremendous. And so then I went another step further. I tried to find it on Amazon and had a heck of a time. So then I just Googled the book. So I Googled Road Trip Likely to Succeed A to Z. And then all of a sudden it showed up with other places you can buy it other than Amazon, and I think the price is pretty consistent on all of them, but it showed up much easier for me, at least.
Sure, just doing a Google search.
Yeah, just do a Google search of Road Trip and Tanya Whitley.
DuckDuckGo or whatever browser you use.
Yeah. Well, I didn't check the others, but geez, I hope it's all on the others. I don't spend a lot of time on the computer, but when it comes to this, maybe I should, and pay more attention to what the world needs now. Road Trip Likely to Succeed. But so that's kind of fun. Tanya Whitley, I've got to say hello to her. She was did the cover design on my book.
And oh my gosh, I
like looking at the cover. It's fantastic. And she did such a great job of just kind of portraying what we were trying to accomplish. We met a couple different times and she had a pretty cool picture. She's an artist and she paints propane tanks. Also, just kind of a neat idea. Instead of having a big white or a big tan thing in your yard, she'll paint it full of flowers or paint it full, you name it, whatever you'd like to put on it, smiley faces. She's just a great painter. But
I actually have the photo of the book, a screenshot that I took from Amazon. And basically what he's talking about, it's a cartoonish type drawing of a yellow brick road that ends up at a sunset with the sun having the word success and all these other words all across the pickup truck. It looks like actually Tim Allen's 1956 Ford. Instead of being green, though, it's red, and it's got all these words on the yellow brick road. So if you guys would like me to send you that photograph, just text me Road Trip or RT. Road Trip, I have it set up on my phone. It's a folder, RT for Road Trip, or the word spelled out, Road Trip. I'll send you the picture of the cover. That way you'll know what to look for. And Rick, again, I'm going to ask you to stay through the break. Want you to think about a word. You mentioned yes. And basically leave us with something positive, for the weekend. And hopefully, you got it all teed up, so we're excited. So we're going to wrap up the show, final segment, with the author, Rick Randall of Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. Again, text me RT or Road Trip, and I'll send it to you. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this week, final segment of today, this Friday. And again, staying through the break, the author Rick Randall of the book called Road Trip. Greatly appreciate it if you text me RT or Road Trip, and I'll send you the cover and information on Amazon. I actually added a link directly to it on Amazon. We'd love for you to get the book and read it and then write a review for Rick. But I've always thought about ending the week on a good note, something to think about, something for people to ponder and keep in top of mind, Rick. So what do you got for us this Friday?
All right, first I got to back up to the cover. This is fun. So I had a Ford Mustang. Should have kept that car. It was a 1966 Ford Mustang, my dad's car, and then I got to take it over. So that was the only Ford I ever had. So I'm kind of a Chevy guy. And so I'm going to call that a 1958 Chevy on the cover of the book because I was born in 58, so that's kind of a special year to me.
And me too.
And then the sun is a sunrise, by the way. And so that's a sunrise.
Okay. Not a sunset. Okay.
No, that's a sunrise because it's just the beginning of your success. And then the cobblestones are all have words, some of the words that are in the book that are on the cobblestones. And then willpower. I thought that was pretty cool. The back of the truck says willpower. So, you know, it's powered by your will. And then the license plate says see success, see success, see success. And I came up the driveway one day and I noticed my wife's license plate and it said C6S or something close by, you know, and I thought, man, the more you say C success, pretty soon you're saying C success. Anyways, but okay, so I'm gonna leave you with the word yes. This is a good word. I love what we wrote about that. It's just yes is just say yes. Here's why. Yes allows forward mobility. Yes enables possibilities to show up for consideration that might have been stopped before the blossom. If you say yes first, then figure out how to make a forward decision. Many opportunities are diamonds in the rough. Yes motivates us to do a little polishing. You never know what yes might find. But here's the poem I'm going to leave you with. This is a true story. I was trying out for the team that day, and I was hoping for the best. My friend Matt said, hey, man, it looks like you could use some yes. You see, yes is just a three-letter word, but it carries a lot of clout. The more you use it, the more you feel it, removes any clouds of doubt. I said, Matt, I'm trying out, and I'm bringing a lot of yes along. He smiled when I thanked him. Yes is what made me strong. A purpose for this book is so that I might share yes with you. Your road trip will be a huge success if yes is what you do. Anyways, have a great strong end of the week. I'm thinking if we started the week on Saturday, so Saturday, Sunday, Monday would be a little easier maybe. It'd be the third day of the week, just a thought. But have a great strong end of the weekend. Have a strong end of the week. And yeah. Have a fabulous Friday. Randy, I sure appreciate the time. And Pat, again, thank you so much for that conversation. I think it was on Monday. It was fantastic, and you just made me feel fantastic as well. Thank you very, very much. Really Randy, have a great day, my man. Thanks, Randy.
All right. Same to you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Very good.
One of the things I want to remind you of, and this is so important, the radio family, all of our sponsors, people that help us kind of give you some information, give you some things to think about. Well, Fridays for me has been absolutely a saving grace, because I got to tell you, as we go through all the things happening in the state, all the things happening in Washington, even though we're focused on, you know, Michigan news, Michigan politics, you know, I really enjoy and help change my day, change my thinking, change my health, change the way I go through life with you guys. And so many of you have taken advantage of our sponsors. I know many of you have gone through the journey I have with Missy as far as, you know, losing weight, getting your wellness scans done, getting things fixed, getting things figured out, going to the chiropractor, going seeing Dr. Gary in Sheboygan, Stacy with the laser light treatments, MAGA Water, John Davis and Jamie up there in Sheboygan, Patriots Relief, you know, Tom Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing. You know, basically everybody that's part of this radio family is what we do together on a weekly basis. And one thing I know a lot of people have mentioned to me, they don't always have the time to listen 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Well, again, the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, is the website dedicated to this show. It has a stream player there. Every day of our show, 9 to noon live, repeats every 3 hours on that stream player. So, for example, if you just missed the last hour here with Rick Randall and Tristan Cole, all you have to do is go to the website and click on podcasts. Podcast is every half hour of the show recorded and stored in an MP3 audio file. All you have to do is go to yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast, click on the segment, for example, Rick Randall's. That's the top one. It's right at the top of the list, reverse chronological order. So it'll be hour 3, segment 2. All you have to do is click on it. You can listen. If you right mouse click on a computer, you can actually copy the URL address and text it to people. Say, hey, I listen to this author every Friday with Trucker Randy. You got to check this guy out. He's written this book, Road Trip, and it's really cool. And I want you to listen to this. So that's how we work. That's how we flow. That's how we try to help each other. Basically, lower the cost of living, make you healthier, make you feel better, make you feel good about your life and the direction it's going. And along the way, we educate you a little bit about politics, Michigan news, Michigan politics, what's happening in the world. And we appreciate you guys. We truly do. We thank you for everything. And again, text me RT for Road Trip. Tristan Cole, text me TC. And also Missy. Text me Missy. My phone's set up for various things to be sent to you guys, and greatly appreciate if you do that. So you guys have a great weekend. Now we're going to head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a great weekend, everybody. God willing, we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776.